It is 7:43. And the Times Standard, they have a story today about this party that happened over the weekend in Lolita where a number of stabbings occurred. And they're saying here that officials yesterday were continuing their investigation into what's described here as a raucous Lolita party that devolved into a melee involving more than 30 people. And this was Sunday morning, resulting in at least 5 stabbings, an injured a sheriff's deputy, and a pair of arrests. And the sheriff's office, they were called to the 500 block of Cannibal Island Road at about 3 a.m. on Sunday and arrived to find a number of stabbing victims on the ground, screaming for help and several fights in progress. So ultimately, they did arrest 2 people, Curtis Shane Day, who's 20, out of Riodale, and Aaron Storm Eubanks, 19, of Fortuna. And this was at the scene on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon, and Eubanks was also arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. And now the person whose house the party was held at, Sean McNaughton, is here with me. Hi, Sean.
How's it going?
I'm all right. Well, I mean, this sounds extraordinary to me. I heard about it on Sunday and was just... I was disturbed by it. I mean, we have a party where these stabbings occur. But so what happened exactly, as far as you know?
Yeah, I just started off as a normal party, you know, friends and family, and it was no big deal. Everybody was kind of getting along, and I guess these guys showed up. I don't even know them. And they just showed up at our place and started wreaking havoc and stabbing people and beating people up. And there wasn't a whole lot we could have done because none of us had knives or anything like that. So we just kind of did what we could and got through it.
Now, the way that the Times Standard describes how this began, and they spoke to Richie Roberts, who describes himself as a friend of both Day and Eubanks, and a party guest. Do you know this person, Richie?
No, I don't know.
Richie Roberts. So, but Roberts says that the night was winding down at about 2:30, with the DJ shutting down, when a scuffle broke out in the home's kitchen, where a man from Southern Humboldt got angry that a guy from Fortuna was talking to his girlfriend and grabbed him by the throat. A few minutes later, Robert said, things escalated quickly and may have had a geographical component about some Soham kids versus Fortuna kids and things escalating that way, but they don't mention this idea of like these external people showing up.
No, there was nothing like that going on at the house.
So there was not a fight in the kitchen with...
Everything that happened happened outside in the yard.
So within, then explain to me specifically, so you guys are just hanging out, things are okay, and it's rather late, it's 3 in the morning or so, and then suddenly these cars just show up? How many cars?
There's a couple cars. They shut up their headlights off and got out and started going to town.
Really? And were they trucks or sedans?
They're
or
cars. I was in my room at the time, and my buddy just came out and got me. And when he got me, I came out in the kitchen, and my buddy was bleeding on the floor about half dead. And so I just kind of focused my attention on him, and then, you know, sheriffs and everybody started coming and getting everything taken care of. But there was just, you know, a big fight outside. It's kind of chaos out there.
It sounds like it. But did you talk to the people who were involved with the attack, the guys who showed up?
No, everything just happened at once. Like, it didn't escalate to anything. It just happened. Yeah, and it was just kind of a bad deal.
And what did you hear when all this began? Were there, I mean, I of course read that there was a scream. People were being stabbed, so yes, people are in pain. But I mean, what did it sound like?
I just heard the girl screaming, you know, about James or about my friend, and so I went and focused my attention on him and was kind of dealing with him because he was in pretty bad shape. And then other people are trying to take care of the other people outside that were hurt too.
And at no point you didn't have any contact with the people who were doing the attacking?
No.
Okay. And so how long did all this take place? 5 minutes, 20 minutes?
I don't know. It seemed like forever. You know, when something like that happens, I've never been around anything like that in my life. And for that, it seemed like an eternity. I mean, it seemed like it drug out forever because you see your friends all hurt and this going on. You know, especially when you don't even know why it happened. You know.
So again, just because it's in the Times Standard, this is completely wrong, as far as you know, about this fight that happened in the kitchen.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right to me.
Okay. And now, the people who were picked up, Curtis Shane Day out of Riodale and Aaron Storm Eubanks, do you have any idea who these people are?
No, I've never even met them before.
Okay. And do you have any thoughts, or since you have had a chance to talk to your friends about this, what do you think may have happened, or is there a working theory in your crew about what might have gone down here?
I don't know, you know, everybody was drinking and having fun. You could ask 100 different, you know, 100 different times and you get 100 different stories. You know, I don't know if we'll ever really know 100% what happened. You know, hopefully the court and the sheriffs will be able to figure it out. I mean, the sheriffs were right there and they did a spot on job. So, I mean, maybe they'll be able to figure out down the road exactly what happened. But for now, it's kind of still up in the air.
Now, the people who were not picked up, as you said, that they were carloads, and they only were able to arrest a couple of the characters. Did your friends talk to those guys? Or, I mean, I guess, was there any communication whatsoever about, we're here because of this reason? Or, I mean, there was nothing that you know of that could have prompted this?
No, I think once it happened, everybody kind of scattered because the cops were in the fields getting people out of fields and everything else, trying to stop traffic. And, I mean, they did what they could for... You know, who was there.
And what was the worst injury that you saw?
My buddy, the one that got stabbed about 7 times.
Where was he stabbed?
Up in his upper torso.
Really? Around his sort of like vital organs?
Yeah, they missed his heart by a little bit and barely missed puncturing his lung. And he bled out pretty good. He was lucky he lived. He really was. These guys didn't care whether they were going to kill him or not. Obviously, if they stabbed him that many times. And they were kicking him in the face, too, while I was down. So his face got busted up pretty good.
How's he doing?
He's all right. He's recovering. He's doing good. He's in pretty good spirits about the whole thing, so...
Okay. What kind of knife was it, do you know?
Well, I don't know. They haven't showed us.
Okay. When all this happened, the police show up, of course, and they have to conduct an investigation. How long were you up? How long did this sort of play out for the next morning and afternoon?
It went into the afternoon. I mean, they sat and got everybody out of there looked around for people and looked for a weapon and did that, and then they started conducting their investigation, and they were there till noon or 1 the next day, and then they've been back here and there a couple of times since.
And you said that you're unclear about how many people may have showed up to the party to begin this assault, but if you had to ballpark it, if you had to even take a guess, you said carloads, so 5, 10?
I don't know. I'd say there's had to have been a dozen of them because of, you know, they got so many people at one time. You know, they were just kind of getting everybody.
Okay. And the Lost Coast Outpost, a website we run here.
Oh, where I got blasted on Facebook.
You get blasted? What are you talking about? I didn't do this, by the way, but you get blasted. He just pulled up some of the pages that were there, and it's not a big deal. What are you talking about? But so he pulled up Hank over at the Lost Coast Outpost that there was a page set up, the Stabbing Cabin party or something like that. But what is this?
Just after everything went down, somebody tagged themselves at my house on Facebook. And when they tagged it the Stabbing Cabin. It wasn't to memorialize anything. It was just more of a... And the people that have commented on it are people that were there and got stabbed or beat up or something. So it's not meant to be anything bad. It's just kind of something that happened. So
no, of course. And just the way that people behave on Facebook these days, they share a lot of information. So that's what's happening here. But this is nothing. I'm being blasted by any means. That's not going on. Seriously. But what are you planning on doing now? Is there... of course, the investigation is underway, so you'll have to talk to the police. Are you getting an attorney, or no, because you're a victim? Or are you a victim?
No.
Okay. So what happens now?
I'm just kind of wait for it to blow over, and hopefully the sheriffs are going to do what's right. I mean, they seem to be doing a good job so far. So just kind of hopefully it'll just blow over, and it'll kind of go away, you know?
Okay. And just because it is on the Lost Coast Outpost, there was something about you being in. Do you have like an event, like some sort of trouble the previous night or something like that? Were you?
Yeah, I was out the night before when the fight happened at the Pearl, and when I came outside, I didn't even know there was a fight going on there. And when I came outside, I got picked up and had to sleep it off in the plastic chairs.
Okay. But what happened at the Pearl? I mean, this is completely unrelated.
I don't even know. I have no clue what happened at the Pearl. I just seen it on the news last night. I just heard there was a fight there or something, and they came in there and shut the Pearl down when we were all in there.
And then you just got caught up in some sort of situation where you were picked up for... What?
A drunk in public.
Oh, okay.
But when we came outside the Pearl, they had both sides of the streets all blocked off with cars. So there's probably 10 cop cars, and there was just Eureka cops everywhere. It was insane.
Wow, you had a big weekend.
Yeah.
But again, just to be clear, these two situations are completely unrelated.
Right.
Okay, all right. But, well, I'm glad you survived. I wouldn't even know how to... I would imagine I'd react to that in the way that most people would. You just sort of deal with it. But when people show up at your party and then start attacking people and stabbing them, I mean, that is, again, a nightmare. So I'm glad everyone survived, and at least two of these people were picked up. So ultimately, I would think, since they have two of them, they can go out and then find the other perpetrators.
Well, hopefully. You know, at least, like I said, at least everybody's okay. That's the part that matters the most. So, and hopefully they'll do something with these guys to where they can't do it again.
Oh, of course. I would love to talk to them to see what... Well, not really. I mean, they're vicious criminals. But, I mean, I'm curious. What would motivate this type of behavior?
It sounds like it's not the first time that it's happened. I've heard from people since then that they've done it at other places. And it's kind of something that they like to do. Like, they get off on it or something.
Just they travel around to parties that they hear about and then start assaulting the partygoers?
I guess so. That's what I've heard, but, you know, you could hear a lot of things hearsay, so...
Now, when you say that, you heard that, where else has this happened as far as you know?
I've heard it's happened in Carlotta, and out in, like, Myers Flat.
Do they brandish knives and start sticking people there, too?
So I heard.
Really? When was that?
God, last year. I don't know when Carlotta was, but it said, I guess Myers Flat happened sometime last year.
And do they provide any idea of why they would do that? Or, hey, this is how we roll on a Saturday night or something?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Well, again, it's horrifying, but you guys seem to have handled it, so I'm glad that you made it. And if something happens, would you give me a call and just keep me abreast of all this?
Yeah, will do.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That is Sean McNaughton. He is the person who hosted the party that turned into a melee on Sunday. And there were two people who were arrested. You can read about it in today's Time Standard and also through the Lost Coast Outpost. And KIM, of course, they're covering it. It's a big